When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? Well, the Fountain of Truth about longevity. And this is the show that asks you to live as though you will make it to 130, 150, and beyond. And believe me, whether you do or not, you will have a much better journey thinking that you will. Now, of course, we deal with money, we deal with wealth, we deal with leisure, we deal with life purpose. But probably in these years of COVID, years, imagine that, it's the health that we've been thinking about more than ever before. And, you know, they talk about something called unintended consequences. Well, there has been some positive unintended consequences of the pandemic. One is that people want to take much more control of their health. What they actually saw was that their own biological health had a lot to do with how they fared during this pandemic. People died and people walked away. And the difference was not so much the bug as it was who they were from a health status point of view. So what's happening is, I would call it a revolution, not a minor revolution, a big revolution. Precision medicine, precision health, understanding who you are in your own biological journey. And there are ways of measuring that. Now, years ago, decades ago, if I would have told somebody that they could get on a scale every single day and know their own weight, they would have looked at me. So what are you talking about? We can't know that. Well, today we can know a lot more about our own bodies. And there are organizations and companies that are helping you through that journey and making a difference in you understanding where you're at, what you can prevent as opposed to cure. And that's the other big revolution when it comes to COVID. We are definitely moving from a society that focuses on cure to a society that focuses on prevention. I like to say that here in the United States, it's a very good place to be sick. We have terrific healthcare, but it's not such a good place to be well because we have very little in our Medicare, Medicaid, any of our programs, even our insurance, that pays for prevention rather than cure. So what does it mean? It means we're basically on our own for a while until our programs catch up with the reality of what science knows. So if we're on our own, who's going to help us? Well, that's what we're doing today. We have with us today Dr. Jeffrey Delott. He is the medical director of Quest's consumer health offerings like Quest Direct. And we're going to be talking about the Quest Health Score and how you can find out your own health score and find out why it is so important. Although, honestly, I think you know why it's so important. But thank you, Dr. Delott, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Adrienne. Looking forward to this.
All right. Well, let's set the stage here. I mean, there was a time that people went to the doctor routinely, maybe once a year, but they really went to the doctor when they got sick. And we didn't think about being well or sick on a continuum. You're either one or the other, but it isn't true. Each part of our body is in a different shape at a different time, and we can know really and truly what's going on. But with COVID, let's start with this. We have broken our routines. We have. So let's talk about that for a minute. How do we get back to thinking about regular health routines? And honestly, now with all the geroscience and all the breakthroughs in biologic science and testing, should we go back to our old routines? Is there a better routine that we can now accomplish than the once a year head to toe, if we even did that? What do you see going on? What does Quest see? Because it certainly deals with so many patients all over the country. That's happening now during this COVID period?
Great question. Well, what we're seeing is that folks are not pursuing their routine annual screenings because they put them off during the pandemic. You know, this is the time of year that we often think about weight loss and getting better in shape and setting goals like that. But we need to start thinking about what's going on inside of our bodies. And routine checkups can identify potential health problems early before they become a problem so that interventions and goal setting can be can be made to help us get on the correct course.
But you know, it's very cursory. I'm going to actually lodge a complaint here. If you read Medicare, don't hold this against me, but I'm an elder law attorney. So I know what Medicare provides free of charge, and Medicaid as well. The fact is that the prevention, the checkups is once a year. You can get a mammogram. You can get a tip to toe for skin care cancer. You can get your colonoscopy every once in a while and so on. But really, it's not that deep a revelation. So there are places you could go. And I've been to Thailand, $5,000. You can get a really deep, deep understanding. But what you've been trying to do over at Quest is kind of democratize the needs and the services so that everybody can afford to really know what their body is at. Now, explain to us what you've been doing with regard to this Quest Health Score and what it could mean to help prevent before the problem really occurs.
Sure, absolutely. So right now, we're very excited about this new offering. Adults across the United States can now access comprehensive preventative care without having to set foot in a doctor's office. This is a new offering through Quest Direct, which is the consumer-initiated service from Quest Diagnostics. And we're calling this, as you identified already, the Comprehensive Health Profile. And we believe that this empowers individuals to take control by having more visibility into their own health information. In other words, getting a personalized snapshot of their overall health. And what's included in this is over 100 health-related data points. And they consist of lab tests, biometrics such as weight, waist circumference, blood pressure, and a health risk assessment, which is a fancy way of saying a health questionnaire that helps identify symptoms and risk factors that can affect one's overall health. And in this comprehensive health profile, we are looking at things that are markers of early heart disease, diabetes, pre-diabetes. We even offer some additional testing that's gender specific, like a PSA for men to screen for prostate cancer. And because hypothyroidism is more common in women, we also offer a test to screen for hypothyroidism. So we're thinking about this as a reimagined annual physical. In other words, it's reverse engineered. What you do is you get the blood work and the biometrics and all of your data first through this process. And then that empowers one to have that meaningful conversation with a doctor. Now, included in this service is a one-on-one clinical discussion with one of our providers who's providing the oversight, or we've made it easy for someone to share their results, it's just a couple clicks, with their own provider to have that conversation. And last, we provide this personalized score called a health quotient score, which factors all of this together and allows one to have a measure, have a baseline, so they can set goals, work with their provider to set goals and measure their progress against those goals.
So, you know, one of the things that you might be thinking when you're listening to this, you mean to tell me that my doctor already doesn't do this? You mean to tell me that when I have my annual physical, which I please show up for, it's not going to happen? The answer is, that's right, it's not going to happen. Now, it may someday, because the prevention is going to create such extraordinary savings for this country. Your tax money is going to ill health more than it's going to your roads, to your education, to your futures in any way, shape, or form. It is going to your ill health. Now, if we can prevent by knowing, the whole nation will save money, not only just you. And the fact is it isn't happening now, and it has to be an out-of-pocket. So I'm going to put this in a little bit of a different perspective, Dr. Dalat. We talk about longevity but not just from the health point of view, the money point of view, the planning point of view. Live like you're going to be 130, 150 years old. So you don't want to be all that old sick. And the way to do it is to set aside, I would say, and this is my opinion, $600 or $700 a year per person. About $100 a month for a couple. And spend it on two types of diagnostics. Exactly what Dr. Delight is telling you right now, your full body diagnostic and a biomarker. A biomarker tells you something a little bit different, which is about the biomarkers of aging. But they both do the same thing. They give you a baseline, just like your scale. Get on the scale, you know you weigh a certain amount, you want to weigh less or more. You spend some time working on that, you go back on the scale. And you see how well you did. How else would you know if you're accomplishing better health? We should have been doing this long ago. We didn't have the science for it. We didn't have the commercialization for it. And now we're democratizing it. All right. So let's take a look at this. So let's say somebody says, okay, I'm going to do this. How exactly do they go about it? Does it have to be at home? Are there centers that they could go to? What's the story?
Sure. So the way the process works is it starts with a app, like many things do. So one needs to download the MyQuest app from the App Store. It could also be done on a laptop or PC. And then from the MyQuest app, you go to Quest Direct, and this is where you'll be prompted to answer the intake questionnaire called the Health Risk Assessment. And then you'll follow this through purchase. And at that time, before you check out, you will schedule an appointment at one of our patient service centers. Now, there's over 2,200 patient service centers, so it's very convenient to do that. And at the patient service, when you present yourself, that's where you'll get the biometric evaluation, and you'll have your blood drawn. It's very efficient, and that's the only time you need to leave your home. After that, you'll get an email telling you that your blood work is all done and you'll have a beautiful report. And it includes, it's all digital on the MyQuest app, terrific explanations as to what the biomarkers mean, as well as that health quotient score that I mentioned. And from there, you have two options, or three options, really. One is you may find the information so enlightening that you don't need to talk to someone. Your data looks great. Or you may want to schedule a time to talk with one of our providers for that one-on-one consult, or you forward it to your provider and schedule time. But that could all be done virtually, because today, virtual health is empowering people to engage more. They enjoy the convenience and the control that virtual health is empowering them to have.
And I don't think we're going to be going back to that, Dr. Delott, because we had to do it because of COVID. We learned to do it.
That's
and
right.
By the way, good news for those of you who do have in need of seeing a physician, you can, and it is covered by Medicare now for the first time, virtual visits. So if you do have to see a physician because you're ill, you can do that. So this is here to stay. There's no doubt about it. When we come back, we're going to be talking about something that nobody ever talks about, and that is colonoscopies. I know you're excited to hear about it, but wouldn't you like to be able to know exactly whether or not you really have to go in and go under anesthetics? Well, I would. This is the Fountain of Truth, folks. So we will be talking about the truth about colonoscopies. Don't you go anywhere.
Full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da da da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about what? Well, the Fountain of Truth about longevity. And we do a little bit of business here. Something that you don't know that we've started to do is we are now publishing articles, and the articles are on LinkedIn, and then they will also go on adrianberg.com. We do have a blog on adrianberg.com with, oh, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 articles about a variety of things. But from now on, we will be publishing articles that relate to the shows that we're doing every week. And last week, we did the folks over at Care Patrol. For those of you who have older parents, loved ones, even spouses, even if it's yourself, and you really don't know where to turn if you think you need assistance or assisted living or a live-in. And we covered that. But what I have been getting feedback from you guys is that when you have an older parent with that problem, they give you a lot of resistance, a lot of resistance. And so there may be great resources out there, but they will not accept them. So we just did an article just for you called Why Won't Mama Listen to Me? And we have a on LinkedIn. We will be putting that on our blog, adrianberg.com. And this is going to be recurring. So we not only have the audio for you guys, but we have the written word. Now, let's get back. What we've been covering now is what I consider to be a revolution in healthcare. And that is us taking control over our own healthcare by understanding where our body is, what our health status is on many, many levels, and then doing something about it. Now, one of the things that is covered, if particularly if you're an older adult like me, are colonoscopies. It's suggested that you go every 5 years. And we are here today with Dr. Jeffrey Dalott, and he is the medical director of Quest Consumer Health Offering. It's through Quest Direct. You can find out all about it at questhealthscore.com, and it gives you a health score. You just heard chapter and verse as exactly how you have to do this. You do go in, you get some blood drawn, you get a lot of diagnostics back. They tell you where you're at. You can speak to a physician, go to your own physician, and then have recurring consultations to increase your score, as you would with any score. We'll talk a little bit about that later on. But I want to ask you, Dr. Dalott, when I went on the websites, and I did go on all your websites, there were testing kits, a variety of kinds, everything from COVID to pregnancy tests, to thyroid tests. But the one I glommed onto was colonoscopy, and I'm going to tell you why. Remember, it's the fountain of truth around here. I have to get one. And it's been 5 years, and it's routine. So I call up, listen to this one. I call up to make my appointment, and an automated voice gets on. And the first thing the automated voice says is this: "If you've had any negative effects from your colonoscopy, press 2." Now, I didn't think I was going to have any. They put an idea in my head because I've had three of them already over the past several years. And you know, you go under, you don't like it, you drink all that stuff, you lose 4 pounds, it comes back in a couple of weeks anyway. And then you they tell you get a polyp or you're fine, or there's a diagnosis that's a little bit negative. Never occurred to me that anything bad could happen to me going under. But now, because of Press 2, I thought to myself, what about those kits that you could just take? Is it as effective? Is it appropriate? Can you tell us a little bit about that so people can piece out when they really need to go for a full-fledged procedure, or they can use the diagnostic kits?
Sure, Adrian. I can tell you some high-level information about this, but I'm not a gastroenterologist, but I'm happy to tell you what I do know. So
No, he's
first
only
of
medical director of coagulation and
all,
immunohematology. That's all he is. So, go ahead.
sure. So yes, on Quest Direct, there are over 50 different tests, and one of them is called a FIT test, which stands for Fecal Immunochemical Test. And it is an alternative, not a replacement, but an alternative to screening for colon cancer in people that are at low to moderate risk. So if you've had polyps before or colon cancer before, or a strong family history, this is not for you. But if you're at low to moderate risk, this is a good screen. And it's a home collection kit. So you would purchase it through Questerac, but you would actually take your sample at home. And it's not particularly messy. It requires essentially a brush that's provided in the kit, and one stool is brushed with it and then sent in, mailed back in, and you get your result within a couple weeks. And what it does is it identifies microscopic blood in the stool, and that is an indication that there might be a cancer there. But you can get false positives with this methodology. Bleeding hemorrhoids, for example, are it could cause a false positive. So this test isn't for everybody, but for those that I've described before, it is a reasonable alternative to be that screen for colon cancer.
Okay, so this is important to know. Now, I, found the truth here. Polyps have been found years ago. They were no problems. So I can't do that. So I have to go through the whole rigmarole. And I will do that. And that's another thing. Everybody should do it. No joke. Don't stop getting your diagnostics. I have had personal friends who hit, let's say, 80. They said, "Well, I'm not going to do any of these things anymore. You know, what can happen to me?" No, live like you're going to be living till 130, 150, and you'll continue with your health care. Now, in the couple of minutes we have left, I want to go to something that's extremely important, Dr. Dalat, which is this. Okay, they've taken your test. They've gotten their score. There are a few indications of things they should do. It could be lose weight. It could be exercise. It could be taking certain medications or contraindications, whatever it is. We need to keep up that motivation. This is the area that I call, everybody calls, I should call, behavioral health. What do we do? What do you do with such a really, look, it's Quest Diagnostics. People know Quest Diagnostics. They know that name. Now we have Quest Direct. You have all this. What do you do to keep that motivation up as a company that wants people to stay healthy and use all the tools that you're offering?
That's a great question. I think it goes back to what I didn't elaborate much on it, but that was our health quotient score. What that is, it's a number. It's between 0 and 100, and it factors in one's personal history, one's family history, one's wellness behaviors, their biometric data, and their lab data to give that personalized snapshot in that score. And what we're encouraging people to do, and we do this, we offer this to our own employees, we offer this as a service through other employers as well as through Quest Direct, is to have that conversation. What do I need to do to move that needle to improve that score? And so we, in addition to the consult, there are other alternative organizations, and or for our employees, we have other services to help motivate them to for a healthier lifestyle. But I would say it goes back to that health quotient score because it factors everything into it.
Yeah, for the those people who are working and working full time, and particularly those who are getting new jobs, and there's a lot of job need out there, you can ask that question. What are you doing as an employer to make sure that I stay healthy? It is one of the new benefits, one of the new perks that's being offered in a package. And I think that's very important. And I congratulate you and Quest for actually doing that. I think it's a wonderful thing. As we close out this section, I have a suggestion. I think you should gamify it. I think you should allow people who want to be in competition with their friends. And everybody, who's going to improve their score more the next time they take? I'm serious about that.
I
Gamification actually does work.
totally agree with you. I love that idea. I have raised gamification several times, and I thank you for that encouragement today. I couldn't agree more.
Well, terrific. And we come back, we're going to take a little bit more of a deeper dive on what it means to be a country that looks at cure and not prevention, the goods and the bads. You can probably make your own list. And we'll be doing this all within the context of what I'm calling Quest's really efforts to democratize the ability to take control of your own health without spending a fortune. We'll be right back.
All of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da da da.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, the Fountain of Truth about longevity. And that starts at any age. In fact, it probably starts with your mother and father before it even starts with you and what they feed you, what they tell you. I was told that smart girls do not do gym. Wow. So I didn't even have a good figure until I was 50 because I figured out, you know, smarter girls do go to the gym. So these are the kinds of myths and things and culture that are changing right before our very eyes. And what we have today is an expert in actually that change of culture from thinking that we do not really need medical advice until we're sick to we want medical advice before we're sick so we don't get sick in the first place. And toiling in that field is a company, you probably know the name Quest Diagnostics, I would say you do, but you may not know Quest Direct. And Dr. Jeffrey Delott, he is the medical director of Quest Consumer Health Offering, Quest Direct. And before we go any further, I know people are going to be interested in doing this for themselves. So where should they go? What should their first website be, or what should their first step be?
Adrian, what they could do is just Google Quest Direct. And that will take them to the landing page that describes how this service operates, and it lists the menu of over 50 different tests that Quest Direct offers. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish up.
I was just going to say we've been talking about the Quest Health Score. That takes one specifically to the comprehensive health profile, but either Quest Health Score or Quest Direct. Those are the places to go.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's very interesting is if you read books by biohackers means people who want to hack their own health, do things for their own health so that they actually reverse aging. Because this is a longevity show. And we don't believe in immortality. We don't believe that you can reverse aging so that the 60 is the 30. But we do believe you can maintain your health and even get a little bit younger biologically by doing certain things. So if you read the books of the great biohackers, friends of ours, Sergey Young, many others, you will see they're asking you to take tests. They're asking you to get a baseline. And there are baselines out there that are extremely expensive. I just met a Stanford professor who had created some baselines. They were wonderful, but they were $3,500 for each of the tests. So we're talking about democratizing this. That's what's happening here, right? So the revolution is in taking control of your own health. And Dr. Delott has a story about somebody who did that in a rather triumphant way. You want to tell us that story?
I'd love to. Thank you. A good friend of mine, my age, mid-50s, was having some issues, some male-related issues. And he tried to get into a urologist. And what he found, like a lot of people are experiencing, that just getting access was hard. And it took him, I think he had to wait roughly 6 weeks just to get an appointment. So he knew by talking with me about Quest Direct. So he went to Quest Direct and he purchased a PSA, a prostate-specific antigen on himself. And he talked me through his experience. We were in our early states of Quest Direct, and he loved it. He loved being in control. And when he got that email saying that his results were ready, he was relieved that his result was in the normal limits. So when he finally got to the urologist said to him, everything was okay. But what we really should do is we should get a PSA on you. And he smiled and he produced his PSA result and just loved being in control of his own data.
And it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it is.
It is a great feeling. And I'm going to talk about this in a little bit different way. I find with couples that they're very different from each other. We sometimes we think of a couple, particularly those married a long time, as a brand, but not so much. They're still individuals. So sometimes one wants to do this and the other one doesn't want to do this. And if you're getting a little resistance or pushback from one member of your team, so to speak, do it on your own. Do it on your own. This is not a team sport. We talked about gamification. It's very much an personal health is an individual sport, but play it well. And don't worry if nobody else is on the team. Just make it happen for yourself. So I want to talk about something a little bit different now, and that is the problem in the US. We are only the 63rd. We're listed on the 63rd countries of the biggest first world countries of the world in terms of our longevity health. Not so much how many years we live, but how healthy we are during those years. And if diabetes continues, we're going to be going backwards. We'll even drop further back in this world competition for good health. And we think we're doing well, and we're really not. And one of the major reasons is diabetes. So let's just talk about this Quest Health score and diabetes and the follow-up that may happen, because it is the 800-pound gorilla in the room right now.
Yeah, Adrian, I think what people need to think about is that there is a phase before full-blown diabetes called prediabetes. And that could be modifiable. But once you cross over to diabetes, the chances of it being modifiable, meaning correcting back to a normal balance, is diminishingly low. So what we're talking about today, about getting control of your data, testing, and identifying this before it advances, is the way to take control of your health and prevent diabetes. And as you noted, diabetes has so many complications, including heart disease, chronic kidney disease leading to kidney failure and dialysis, and even liver disease, fatty liver and cirrhosis. So it can be a very bad path. And getting out in front of it by the annual screening that we've been talking about today is what we're advocating for.
Yeah, and by the way, when people hear the problems with diabetes, it goes in one ear and out the other. Here's the one that gets them. You can go blind. The minute I say that, I get attention. All these other things you can't see. But when you can't see, you can see how difficult it is. So yes, prediabetes is very important, and many, many other things when you, as you say, a doctor, when you get in front of things. So now let's talk about the possibilities there of it being covered. We are in a situation, I keep saying democratize, and I'm very interested in healthy longevity, but then I say for all. Because we talk about health inequality in this country. And what we really mean is not everybody has access to the best doctor once they're sick. So we're still talking about equality from the point of view of illness. But it's even more devastating the point of view of wellness. Fact is, it's expensive to buy nutraceuticals. Quest has made the cost of this very affordable. But then again, once you do it, you're going to want to do it a second time. And if there's a family, that may be once or twice a year if you really want to keep up with your baseline. Do you see in the future, and I know this isn't your bailiwick, but it's something that I'm sure Quest is thinking about, that some of these things will actually be covered either by insurance or you started as an employer to do so. What do you see with regard to really democratizing health prevention?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
I agree with you that we are seeing a view. We call it population health management. And the population could be from the Medicare lens, and how do you keep people healthier and not out of hospital, or once they're discharged from, doing you're being readmitted. Or we think about employers, particularly like self insured employers who whose incentive is to keep their population as healthy as possible, because they're covered themselves. That, wherever the incentive is coming from, I do think that there is a shift in trying to keep people healthier, and we're going to see that growing.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And, I'll just give you this one soapbox. I always have a soapbox. I never mean to, but I'll go do it and I'll do it quickly so that my producer doesn't go nuts with how much time I'm taking. But it's an important show. So there's too much recidivism. Just as you said, you get out of a hospital, you go back into a hospital. So what is the solution? What is one of the solutions that people have come up with? Our brilliant thinkers. Let's give the hospitals less money if people keep having to come back. Let's give the doctors less money if there's recidivism. How about empowering the patient with the ability to understand their bodies, have their own health care in their hands so they don't have to get back? I mean, it really has to make a change. And I think that if you are successful as a commercial group, and I think you already are, with regard to this self-testing, and you could show that people want to do this, you are going a long way just by that success in getting some of this covered and being part of our the way we see a public policy for healthy longevity. So on that alone, accolades. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
And for everybody else, get out there, kids, and make it happen.
I'm inappropriate.